You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Friday, the 27th of September of 2024. Beautiful start. Boy, oh boy, again, as I look to my right, looking out the big window, heading out towards Washington Street here on the corner of Washington and North 3rd Street, our headquarters of 98.9 WXCO. Nothing but sunshine, nothing but blue skies. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Again, a day where I regret I don't have a table outside broadcasting the show. But right now, 61 degrees, warming up nicely, heading towards the mid to upper 70s before all is said and done later this afternoon. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a little bit, we will be joined at 9:21 by Paul Miklik. We'll be talking Wisconsin sports as we do every Friday. Big Wisconsin sports weekend with the Packers-Vikings game coming up at Lambeau on Sunday. We have the Badgers at USC tomorrow. We got the Brewers heading towards the playoffs. The Brewers will be beginning their playoff run on Tuesday. Hopefully they won't be ending their playoff run on Wednesday, but last season it was the same situation. They were the champions of the Central Division in the National League, and they got to the postseason. They did not get a first-round bye. They had to play the best of three first-round series. They met the Arizona Diamondbacks, and with the snap of a finger, they lost Tuesday night. They lost Wednesday afternoon, and the season was all over. The goal is to make sure it does not happen that way this year. So we'll talk about the Brewers' outlook and a whole bunch more with Paul Miklik coming up at 9:21. Also, again, coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We will also have celebrity birthdays. We will discuss some of the events being acknowledged for this 27th day of September. And we will have our daily number for the day quiz. And so far this week, Ian got it right on Monday and Tuesday.
He
did not get it right on Wednesday and Thursday. So he's two out of four. At the very least, it will not be a failing week. It'll be a passing week. But we want a winning week.
More wins than losses,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. A winning week is where you get more right than wrong. And that will be on the line coming up in the final minutes of this show.
Yes.
And you hear the voice. He is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer. He is Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And again, you are busy because you are off at the Grand Theater a lot. You're doing the great production along with Center Stage Band and Show Choir. It is Stage, Screen, and In Between. It opened up last night at the Grand. You were saying they had a great crowd.
Fantastic a crowd. They were so energetic, and they were having a lot of fun. And I can't say for certain, but I think I might have heard them singing along with a couple songs at one point.
Very, very nice. And yeah. If you missed it last night, you got two more opportunities. You can do it tonight at 7 o'clock at the Grand, mm-hmm. and also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Grand. And, of course, we've been talking about this as well. Free. Going to the Grand.
Absolutely free.
Seeing fantastic entertainment. And a free show tonight and tomorrow. So, again, take advantage of it. I plan on doing it myself tomorrow night. So, see Ian on stage along with a lot of other terrific performers. And, again, it was wonderful to talk to Robin and William from your group on Monday and see them as well and see a whole bunch of other folks. So, again, sounds like you had a great start, and hopefully you have a wonderful night tonight and a wonderful night tomorrow as well.
Oh, I certainly hope so. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Do you want to have a preview of the number for the day quiz? I have a topic here. You want to know what
yes,
the topic is for today?
Yes, I do.
It's a kind of an odd one today. It's a weird one for a Friday. People falling out of bed.
I can relate to that. I've fallen out of bed a couple times.
Well, there's going to be a number for the day that's involved with that topic. So people falling out of bed.
Well, that should be an interesting number for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so we will do that coming up. Also wanted to remind people that we have a triple header of high school football here on this Friday. It is week number 6 of the high school football regular season. And this afternoon, yeah, Friday afternoon football. So you may be getting out of work. Tune in as we have the Newman Catholic Cardinals, who are 3-1 on the season. They will be in action at Menominee Indian. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 3:35. The opening kickoff will be at 4 o'clock. That, again, is coming up. Newman Catholic at Menominee Indian High School, 3:35 airtime this afternoon, live on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Then tonight we have two games as well. I will be in Stevens Point as the Wausau West Warriors will be taking on the Stevens Point Panthers. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock, again, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And tonight as well, Marathon is at Wyawega Fremont. Jeremy Cole will have that one from Wyawega Fremont High School. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of bullfallsradio.com and the Civic Media app. Again, if you go to bullfallsradio.com, or the Civic Media app, you'll see our live stream where you push the button and you're able to hear what's live on the air at the time. But for the nights that we have multiple high school football broadcasts, we have a Sports 2 stream. And the game won't be live on the radio, but you can hear it live either on your computer or on the app. So again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, do so. Otherwise, you can also tune in right on your computer at bullfallsradio.com. Again, Sports 2 stream, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff with Marathon at Wyawega Fremont. And that game will also air on a delay basis after the Wausau West game tonight on 98.9 WXCO. A real quick look at some of the other action around Central Wisconsin in high school football. Besides Wausau West at Stevens Point in the Wisconsin Valley Conference / Big Rivers Conference East, D.C. Everest looking to stay undefeated in the conference. They are hosting the Huskies of Eau Claire North at Steam Stadium. It is homecoming over at D.C. Everest. Also tonight, Marshfield is home against Wisconsin Rapids, and Eau Claire Memorial, also part of the conference, is playing a crossover game against Menominee. Great Northern Conference coming off their big win against Mosinee last week at Tom Field. Another tough one for the Wausau East Lumberjacks in the Great Northern Conference. Wausau East tonight travels to Medford to take on the first place Raiders. Medford undefeated in the GNC. Wausau East 2-1 in the conference, so a victory for the Lumberjacks tonight would mean they would move into a first-place tie with Medford in the league standings. Also tonight in the Great Northern Conference, Mosinee trying to bounce back from that loss to East last week. They're home against Tomahawk and Rhinelanders at Antigo. There is one Great Northern Conference football matchup tomorrow, homecoming in Merrill. I think it's homecoming in Merrill. Yeah, it is homecoming in Merrill, as the Merrill Blue Jays will play host to Lakeland. Central Wisconsin Conference Large, I mentioned Marathon at Wyawega Fremont, again, on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app tonight live. Wittenberg Burnhamwood looking for another W. The Chargers are at Loyal Greenwood. Also in the CWC Large, Stratford travels to Colby and Amherst at Spencer Columbus. Marrowwood Conference, CWC Small, Abbotsford at Pittsville. Edgar, first place Edgar at Assumption. Pacelli is at Auburndale. Iola Scandinavia hosting Rosholt. And in eight-player football, I mentioned Newman Catholic is at Menominee Indian. Again, a game that will be live, starting with pregame show at 3:35 here on 98.9 WXCO and online as well. Other area eight-player teams in action tonight. The Athens Blue Jays looking for their first win of the season. They travel to Park Falls to take on Shawamigan. So Athens at Shawamigan. Also tonight, Rib Lake trying to get their third win of the season. They are taking on Prentice at home. Big one. Thorpe is at Gilman. Also, Port Edwards travels to Marion Tigerton. Alman Bancroft against Wild Rose and Alma Center Lincoln at number one ranked Owen Withey. So again, lots of high school football. We are in the midst of the push towards the playoffs and conference championships when it comes to high school football. And again, three games tonight. Three. Boy, I mean, you talk about packed
full. That's a busy night.
Yep, and two of which live here on 98.9 WXCO and one live on the Sports 2 stream. We are, again, your only Wausau radio home for play-by-play of high school sports with the Wausau West Warriors, the Marathon Red Raiders, and the Newman Catholic Cardinals.
And we're very proud of
you,
too.
Yes, we are. And we'd like to remind everybody that, you know, we believe it's important. And I've said this before, that when a radio station gets a license from the Federal Communications Commission, it's not just because you want to make a lot of money. It's also because you are supposed to be serving the public interest. And that means covering news stories. That means covering local events. That means, I think, covering sports. That means covering the arts. That means covering our area, giving our listeners an opportunity to voice their opinions as well. And don't forget, we have some more local programming tomorrow morning. 8 till 9 a.m., it will be another edition of the Wausau Business Show. Mm-hmm. Again, Wausau Business Show every weekday, every Saturday morning from 8 until 9. And again, if you missed any of the Wausau Business Show episodes, you can listen to them on our podcast page at BullFallsRadio.com. Click on Shows, and then that'll take you to the show page where you see all the shows. Go to the weekly shows and click on Wausau Business Show. And also tomorrow from 9 to 11, another edition of Sully's College Football Page.
Yes.
And we will be previewing the Badgers against USC and everything else going on in college football. So again, even on the weekends, we have local programming along with all the wonderful programming from Civic Media as well.
It never stops here.
It does not. And it really is a great day to be on the air on this sunny Friday morning. Again, stick around. We will have our number for the day quiz with Ian later in the show. But coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to the football coach at Newman Catholic High School, Paul Micklick. But we're not going to have his coach hat on for this one. We'll talk about Wisconsin sports. The Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers. All coming up. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is beautiful here on this Friday. Boy, Friday is always good enough. You know, end of the work week, heading towards a big football Friday night and a big weekend and all the good stuff. But then you look outside, see all the blue skies and the warm temperatures. So a wonderful way to start off our Friday. Another wonderful aspect of starting off our Friday is Paul Micklick joining us here as we do each week to talk about Wisconsin sports. And it must be you're getting juiced up. You got the code red here, getting the juice early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you got 7-Up, cherry 7-Up.
Well, this is caffeine free. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I'd heard that having caffeine really early in the morning is not really good for you. So I try to avoid the caffeine early on. I make up for it later in the day, but early in the morning, try to avoid the caffeine. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, the stuff you hear, most of it is probably wrong.
Well, I'm sure there's some truth to it.
And I guess generally, I think I get more than my share of caffeine the rest of the day. So I think I'm okay with that. But hey, let's talk about really cool weekend for Wisconsin sports. I mean, you got the Brewers getting ready for the playoffs starting on Tuesday, and then you got a couple of really big football matchups this weekend. The Badgers heading out west to take on USC, first time in the Big Ten Conference. And of course, I think people have taught for years that the Packer-Bear game is the big rivalry game. Actually, the Packer-Viking game is the one that's the really big rivalry, because every time they play, there tends to be a lot on the line, while the Bears usually are struggling, and the Packers and the Vikings coming up. Let's start there, because the Packers 2-1 again, a really good win last week on the road, and then Minnesota's looked really solid. A couple of good wins the last 2 weeks against San Francisco and Houston. Early season, this is a real cool matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Vikings are a good ball club, and obviously they have been a good ball club, and they got a quarterback that's coming in there and doing. Better than I thought he was going to be honest with you. I mean, he was a high draft pick, and he found the right home. And I guess there's something to be said about finding the right place. And I think he's found the right place for him right now. And they always had a good defense. They're healthy.
You got Aaron Jones.
They got weapons. Jefferson Jones.
Oh, Jefferson. Yeah.
So they got everything you want in a team. So they're gonna be a handful, to say the least.
Have you heard whether Jordan Love is gonna play this weekend? Have they decided that yet?
No, I don't think they have. I think they probably await to the.
I saw something really, and I know that when you're talking sports websites or sports talk radio, that silly things get thrown out there. But there was this story, and again, I shouldn't even bother giving it the time of day, but should the Packers give Malik Willis a special package when Jordan Love comes back? And I'm thinking, what situation would you take Jordan Love off the field for your backup quarterback? I mean, yes, he has done a fantastic job. He took a big step forward last week, but now it's like there's never any moderation, because my first thought is that's why they traded for him. To have a guy that could come in and win some football games if Jordan Love was not available. And yes, they did it much earlier than maybe they thought they would. But again, there's just sometimes I just find sports talk so silly, other than the two segments that you come in every week.
Well, and that's silly too, to be honest with you. Because this is
you
all
keep it, you
this
keep
is all
it real.
No, this no, is all make believe.
You keep it real.
I mean, that is.
But I mean, it's just
that's silly.
It's like everything in life now is about clicks. I think.
you pay a guy $200 million, and
we're gonna bring him off the field at a certain point of the game. I don't know what situation that would be, but it just seems kind of, you know, yes, Willis has some maneuverability, but at the same time, come on.
And it's not like you're talking about a guy that's 38 years old that that you might be like trying to get him in for 3 to 4 or 5 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Like getting Willis ready.
Right.
Because you don't know how long he's going to be there.
Right.
You literally just signed him to a contract.
I know.
He's not going anywhere.
I know. It's just, and frankly, when you have a backup quarterback, and you go back, I mean, many years ago, remember TJ Rubley when he came into that one game against Minnesota? With a backup quarterback, it tends to be one of two things. Either they fail miserably and they're gone, or they succeed and all of a sudden they're talking to people think, well, maybe he could be a starter. It's never about, hey, we got a good backup quarterback who's capable of stepping in when we need him. I mean, it's like there's these two wide variances. And I think, hey, this is what you traded a draft pick for, a guy that could come in and do the job. Let's not ask him then all of a sudden to become this, you know, this package guy or anything else. And I just think that it's bigger than even sports. I think sometimes when we talk about things, it drives me a little crazy. So
I
was just.
I mean, you want to talk about real. I think that the Packers, they have to win. on this is their home court. Yeah. So okay, they got to
last year they lost. They lost at home and then they won.
I know. Okay. Last year was
I try to keep it real.
Last year was last year.
Oh, okay.
What they have to do though is, I mean, if they lose, they're two games out already. Actually, they're three games out.
Right.
You know, behind after four games, because they lose a tiebreaker at the point in time. I don't think you want to be three games out after week four. And I know you're going to sit there and it's a long season. You know what?
It's a long season.
You don't know what's going to happen, though. You don't know when you're going to have the opportunity to get those games. You don't know what San Francisco going to be healthy when we play them.
But you don't know any of that stuff. You're a guy that always says in the first quarter of a game, it's over. You tend to push that button a little quicker than I do. I tell you that much.
And am I right 99.9%
of
the time?
99.9%. No.
Okay, 98. No. 98%.
I got to go back and think about this, but there have been times
Not very rarely, more than a few times.
I think that yes, you want to win this game, but I don't think that if they lose this game, all of a sudden the division is out of reach. We've seen it way too many times.
The Badger game is over already.
With the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, they could be 4-0, they could be 6-0. You got to see them finish it off. They've had some good runs, but they have not been able to put it all together in recent years. So I think you wait. You don't say that two games out, it's over. No.
Three games out. I'm a realist.
We're going to come back.
Realist.
We're going to talk more. I'm going to try to put together my thoughts here and continue to talk with Paul Mickling about Wisconsin sports. We have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then back with Paul. Time is 9:29 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And we are back, Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickling. And I guess all that talk about whether it's over or not if they lose, are they going to lose? Are they going to win? What's your feel about this game? Do you feel pretty good about the Packers? Again, that last week they were, you know, the thing that really, really was impressive, and I don't know whether Tennessee has a terrible line or not, Bill Callahan, supposedly one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL, but the way the Packers went after the quarterback, I tell you, Halfley, I was very impressed with what they did defensively last week.
They do that this week, then I'll be impressed.
Right. I mean, that's like, you don't know.
Right.
You don't know. I don't know, because maybe that line is horrible, because I've not seen a Packer defensive front put that kind of pressure on in a very long time.
They blitzed a lot.
Okay.
They did bring five guys quite a bit. Yeah, and I think that was the difference in the second half from, say, last year was, instead of sitting back and keeping everything in front of you, mm-hmm. and, you know, waiting for them to make a mistake.
Being afraid of the big play.
Correct. They were being aggressive. And I think that was the difference. So they were bringing guys. I don't really know how good our front four are, because they didn't do much against Philly. Now, Philly's got one of the better lines in the league. I understand
that. I didn't watch that game, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't watch Friday.
They didn't have pressure, but the thing is, though, they said they didn't really have that much pressure against Indy either. So, but they were trying to keep those guys in the pocket, so they weren't bringing in as much. But I just thought that the difference that was noticeable was they brought more than four in that second half. And so instead of saying, "Hey, we're going to keep everything in front of us and make the tackle, make them make a mistake, and, you know, hopefully hold them to a field goal, whatever the case might be. We have the lead." They were aggressive. That was the difference that I did see. Now, the execution I think you're going to get a good look at this week against Minnesota.
And Darnold, again, he got banged up a little bit last week. So I would think you'd want to try and pressure him. Don't let him sit back there, that because he's not the kind of guy that's, I think, going to use his legs this week after getting that knee banged up a little bit last week. So I would think you would try to put some heat on and try to put him in some tough spots.
And I don't think he's as mobile or, even athletic as those first two guys that they played. So I think that, you can be able to bring the pressure. Obviously, you got Jones in the backfield. You got a guy that can make plays. And once he gets loose, because I thought they were better against the run last week, too. The first 2 weeks, I don't think they were as good as they can be.
What's the feel?
Minnesota, I really think, is playing good football. I just think that you gotta give the home field advantage to Green Bay, and Love coming back. I don't know if he's going to come out there and be as good as he was when they played in Minnesota last year at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, he was lights out.
Yes, he was.
So I don't know if he's going to be at that point, but I will say this. I do think that Green Bay will come out with it if Love is playing.
Badgers and USC. It's been two long weeks for the Badgers after the loss against Alabama. Now the start of the Big Ten Conference campaign. USC coming off one they should have had. I mean, they actually outplayed Michigan by a wide margin at one point in the second half before that last drive, 200 and some to 12 yards in offense. So obviously USC looks like to be, again, when the chips were down, they missed a big tackle, and they obviously lost the game. But generally, so far this season, they have been much better defensively. They still have a solid offense, not the same as last year. It looks like a tough spot for Bucky.
Yeah, I mean, they have talent. I mean, we happened to watch some of that game together. I mean,
yep.
They got weapons offensively. They probably have more weapons than Wisconsin does defensively. So are they going to be able to control that? I don't think we watched that line. I don't think that line's very good.
New favorite player.
Yes.
Two, actually. Right?
Yeah, 77. And his buddy to the right. Sometimes you get these guys that are so highly ranked, and sometimes,
which is all of the USC players usually.
Which is all you, that's what I'm getting at, is that, but they were going against Michigan that were all also, So
right.
Did Michigan make them look not as good, that line? And is that going to be a change this year, this week? I mean, that they're going to be proven why there are so five-star recruits. I just think this is, but I will say this. These are the kinds of games, and you said with Alvarez, and I agree with that, and anybody, you had 2 weeks to prepare for this.
Yep. And they're coming off a Michigan game, too.
And they're coming off a Michigan game, so they had to fly home, get back, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And so they have a little shorter week. Now, again, I understand we got to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where, I would think that we are going to get their best play calls, both offensively and defensively. And that would be a concern if we don't.
Exactly. No, that's the point. I mean, it's wonderful here to be confident of that, but man, if they don't, that's a big red flag. I mean, you know what it's like when you have that little extra time. You appreciate that little extra time when you have an opportunity to get a little bit more preparation than your opponent. Man, if you're not able to take advantage of it, right now there's already rumbles. I think that, and I don't think it's about Fickell. I think they're with Fickell for the medium long term, unless something really collapses. But I think those assistant coaches are coaching for their jobs the rest of the season. I mean, already with Longo, and I don't think it's just Longo. I think Fickell proved last season when he fired Jack Bicknell as the line coach that he's willing to make some changes if he feels like it's necessary.
Correct. I mean, and on the flip side, you also don't want to be firing everybody because as a head guy either. I don't know if that is the answer either. Because you also are the one that was hiring
him. But if it's not working, and I think that the thing about Longo at this point, and And frankly, coming from me, the world's greatest, Joe Barry, and Dom Capers' protector, sounds a little silly. But at the same time, the mix between Fickell, Longo, and the Wisconsin way is just not, it feels like oil and water at this point. And it's not working. That's the thing. If it was working in some way, you could see, and I don't see any even growth in one plus years right now.
And that's why I think it's interesting to see what comes out offensively this week, because with the couple weeks you have, you're gonna go. This is kind of where you're gonna go. You know, I mean, everybody's talking about identity and stuff like that. Well, if they were going to change things a little bit, this would be the time because you had the 2 week change
and the new quarterback,
and you got the new quarterback. Yeah. So everything's gonna be geared toward what are we going to do the rest of the year. How are we going to look? What are we going to look like? And I guess that's why it's kind of it's very intriguing to see what they come out with offensively. Defensively, yeah. They're going to come out, and I truly believe he does do a good job. I think he is a good defense coordinator. On that side of the ball, I don't know if they have the pieces.
I am fearful we're going to see them score about 6 points, sort of like last year versus Northwestern. They had such struggles, and against Iowa they had such struggles. That's my fear, that they're going to have a hard time doing anything offensively tomorrow. That's my thought.
And if you go out there and lose 35-6 or 35-7, now what do you do? You know, yeah. I mean, now what do you come back
to? Well, the only good aspect for them is that the next 3 weeks of the games – that really, you talk about must wins. There will be more pressure on games that normally you think of as not the big games of a season. You're usually looking ahead to the Iowa games and the Ohio States and the Michigans. You're going to be saying, boy, we need to get that Purdue game. Because if you don't get Purdue, then who are you going to beat?
Who are you going to beat?
I mean, Rutgers is a big game. I mean,
I'm not sitting here saying that I think the Badgers need to win tomorrow.
No, but
I think they need to play good football tomorrow, because that will give them confidence for those next three games.
To show that they are a team that is not lodged in the bottom third of the conference, because I mean that's the way you look at it, because you want to look like you belong in the top half of the conference at the very least. For Wisconsin, I think that's
top half. What is that, 9?
I know, you know what I mean? Shows the expectations have lowered in the last couple of years here. I mean, it's pretty amazing. But you're right, I think that they have to come out and at least bloody up USC a little bit at some point, you know, make sure, and I mean the not literally, but you know, give them some pause. Hey, we're in a game here, because it easily could be a situation where it's like a stroll in the park for USC if it goes sideways for Wisconsin.
Yes, I mean, and I just think it sets up for the rest of the remainder of the year, like you've been talking about, and they have to go out there and do something offensively. They got to show that they're competing defensively. I think they, in most cases, I think they're going to. I really, truly believe that Coach Fickell will have them ready to go and execute to the best of their ability. I just don't know if they had the talent even to stay. We're going to find out in a hurry.
Well, I mean, they do have the additional emotional edge of returning to the alma mater of volunteer assistant coach Jack Del Rio. So, USC grad.
Is Jack going to be out there, you think, with him?
I'm assuming he would be, being back at the old alma mater, but we'll see. And finally, the Brewers. And I guess my first question is, when we get together next Friday, will the Milwaukee Brewers season still be going?
No.
You said that very quickly. You got the Mets, the Braves, or the Diamondbacks, and none of those are going to be easy, that's for sure.
Now, in a perfect world, Arizona will move up the seed, and it will come down to Monday, Atlanta and the Mets playing
doubleheader. Yep.
And wasting all their pitching.
Yes.
They play Tuesday.
That is massive. It really is. That's
huge.
That is massive, and that's you know that the Brewers are going to be they're going to be rooting for pitchers and more pitchers.
With that being said, I think the Brewers are going to have to win a game or two this weekend. So that happens.
Yeah, you don't want to let the Mets get clear of the pack, and then it's a two-team race where the Mets. Well, I don't even know. There's a lot
What I'm saying is that because Arizona, I mean, if the Mets win the rest of their games,
right,
they're going to be
playing San Diego.
Correct, and we'll be playing Arizona. So my point being is that they have to win a couple of those games to force those games on Monday to matter, and to make sure that, and we need the Braves to lose a game this weekend. We need the Brewers or the Mets to lose a game, and then we need Arizona to win all three of them, and then that forces those two games on Monday to be important,
right, for everybody. You want to make sure everybody is sort of,
because what happens with that? Because if they don't know themselves,
right,
they can't be flying to Milwaukee until after those games.
No, they can't. Yeah, you're exactly right.
I mean, so we just got to make sure those games are important.
If that's the only place they could go, if I was them, I would take the chance of spending the money to fly to Milwaukee.
But if Arizona, I mean, the only way that's going to happen, I guess, is if they lose a game this weekend.
Right.
On that. So I think that would be the Brewers' best option, is to play one of those two teams that are in those games on Monday.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Because I don't know. I mean, how do you feel?
I don't feel very confident either. Because, frankly, it's just a crapshoot. That's the way it is, these best of threes. I don't think home field means it. The Brewers sometimes, again, look like they play better on the road.
Yes.
I mean, if you talk about Arizona, they played so well over in the desert a couple weeks ago, and they were fortunate to get one out of four last weekend. So, again, this is a team that, in baseball right now, I think home field advantage is way overblown. I mean, it's just...
It is.
It's who do you have throwing on that day?
With that being said, who do you think?
I think we'll be talking about the Brewers season being a good season, but over next week.
All right.
I hope I'm wrong.
Hey, now you're doing like I am.
I know. Well, have fun today. Good luck, and we'll catch you next week.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great weekend, Chad, and enjoy the beautiful weather.
There you go. 9:49 coming up. Our daily history lesson, including the number for the day quiz with Ian. That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, September the 27th of 2024. It is day number 271 of this year. There are 95 days remaining in this year, and a number of interesting events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1950, the answering machine was invented. On this date in 1964, the Warren Commission released its report concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, assassinated President John F. Kennedy. On this date in 1998, Google was founded. On this date in 2004, NBC announced that Conan O'Brien would take over for Jay Leno on The Tonight Show 5 years later in 2009. On this date in 2015, a supermoon coincided with a lunar eclipse, creating a blood moon over much of the Earth. On this date in 2021, Netflix said that the Shonda Rhimes series Bridgerton was its most watched series ever. And on this date in 2022, Forbes released its annual list of the richest Americans. And for the first time since the Great Recession, the super rich did not get richer that year. As a group, that year's Forbes 400 were $500 billion poorer than the year before. I think we should try to do that almost every year.
Yeah, I think so too.
We don't need the super rich getting richer. We need everybody else growing their own bank accounts.
Absolutely.
Some famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor A. Martinez from L.A. Law in Santa Barbara is 76. Sean Cassidy is 66 years old today. Comedian and podcaster Mark Maron is 61 years old today. Actor Gwyneth Paltrow is 51. Anna Camp of Pitch Perfect, The Mindy Project, and True Blood is 42. Rapper Lil Wayne is 42 years old today. Singer Avril Lavigne turns 40. Sam Lerner of the Goldbergs is 33. Actor Jenna Ortega of Wednesday, Scream, and Jane the Virgin is 21 years old today. And Ames McNamara of the Conners turning 16 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Ancestor Appreciation Day. It is Hug a Vegetarian Day. It is Love Note Day. This one, I think, hits close to home. It is Morning Show Host Day.
Aww.
There you go.
Nice.
It is Chocolate Milk Day. It is Crush a Can Day. Don't crush it on your forehead, though.
Or crush it with your foot.
Exactly.
That's the easiest way to
do it. I spent a little time last night crushing cans because when I go home, I drink soda, I put it on the counter, and then I have about 12 cans sitting there, and then I finally start crushing them all and throw them in the bag. It is Day of Forgiveness. That's a good one. It is Native American Day. It is Save the Koala Day. And it is World Tourism Day. So a lot of interesting days being acknowledged here on the 27th of September.
All right, the big moment, people.
The big moment indeed. It is time for our number for the day quiz. Every day at this time, we give Ian Welsh three choices for our number for the day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct by just guessing. So anything below 33% correct for the week is a failure. Above 33% is passing, but a true winning week, you got to get 3 out of 5 to be more right than wrong. So
absolutely. This is the moment of truth here.
Yep. You're 2 for 4 so far this week, so you do have a passing week, but not a winning week quite yet. So we don't want to just pass. You want to win.
I want to go a B+.
There you go. All right. Our number for the day.
It was the people who fall out of bed.
Yep. All right. The number for the day. The number of people who will die this year from falling out of bed in the United States. So, number of people who will die this year from falling out of bed in the United States of America.
I got to think about this one.
Is the correct answer A, 60? Is the correct answer B, 110? Is the correct answer C, 160? So, 60, 110, or 160? People will die this year from falling out of bed.
60, 110, or 160. Okay. Well, go on my gut here. I want to overthink this. But I'm going to go with 110. I'm going with the middle answer. I'm trusting my mom's advice. It's my final answer.
All right. The number of people who will die this year from falling out of bed in the United States is 160.
Oh, the biggest number. That's surprising.
The biggest number. So 160.
Well, it's okay, people. I'll come back next week and start it all over again.
At least you got to pass. I mean, you passed. That's, again, you don't want to fail, but you pass.
A pass is better than losing.
But when you start 2 for 2, we had dreams.
Oh.
Well,
yeah,
still,
get back on the bandwagon.
Still, you enjoy tonight, enjoy tomorrow.
I will check.
Folks,
everybody
go out to the Grand. I'll be there tomorrow. See Ian Welsh and the rest of the groups from Center Stage.
Happy Friday, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Stick around. Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.